Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
I don't have any exciting, funny, witty openings to the show. I have problems, and I have solutions, and I have Steve Rummage on the line and Nikki V in the booth.
Season starts today. Game one.
Now game that one. Was funny, Steve.
Yep, game
that
one.
That is what the show
today.
Was lacking.
I got yelled at that on the message, because you know I'm a message board guy. I love the message
why,
boards.
Steve? Why? You have a radio show. The entire world is locked into what's going on in Louisville radio, and we are the epicenter.
But Marcus, the epicenter. Grew up. You don't understand, though. I grew up coming home from school and, I got to run to the computer and look at Inside the Ville and see who we're getting, what's going on, you know, like, oh, man. And I can't get rid of it. I love the
message
board.
Did you ever believe that you would be the lord of the message boards?
I'm not, though. I'm not. I love them. And then yesterday they got mad at us because we said season started today. And I was like, well, yeah, but I'm going to say it again tomorrow. So if they lose, I'm like, so game one today, everything that's happened up until today doesn't matter.
Listen, what if I told you, Steve,
Louisville, Cincinnati,
that you went through an offseason where people begged to make sure we got Cincinnati. You listen, Louisville fan bases, we love rivalry talk. We love starting lineups, and we love hypothetical opponents.
That is true.
And Cincinnati is right up there with Memphis and all the teams we wish we could play on a consistent year. Yeah. Indiana, Cincinnati, Memphis. Who am I missing, Steve? Probably UCLA in the Denny Crum Classic.
I was going to say UCLA. UCLA would be one. Yeah. Right now, I don't really want to play any of those. But I would rather wait and play those another time.
Imagine how exciting this is. You've had a couple you've had a couple secret scrimmages, right? And you open your season with Cincinnati.
Yeah, five exhibition games to get ready.
Yes.
For game one in Hawaii.
Site game, Cincinnati, rivalry. It all comes together. This is how the sports guys designed it.
Look, I don't want any calls today talking about anything that's happened before this day.
8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. No bringing up old. Look, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Somebody's like, Steve Rummage's got to go. Like, today he's got to go.
First text, same Steve.
I know. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
I
know. I'm at the house today. So I'm staying right here. Somebody's like, no, nah, I'm gonna find him today. Can you imagine when somebody calls in? They're like, but yesterday I'm back. Nope. Hang up on him, Nick. I'm done. We're not talking about yesterday.
Get that phone, Nick, because I want to know right now.
It happens.
Listen, game
people lose
one.
Five exhibition games.
Game one, rivalry, Cincinnati. Let's go.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette. That's a good one. I'd like to play Marquette.
Texas, that's a texter.
Yeah. Let's. You know, I'm making jokes. I'm not really in hypothetical opponent mood right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I just it's kind of pissing me off.
DePaul or athletes in action?
Yeah. See, I'm having a good time.
Would you rather play DePaul or athletes in action?
DePaul, because we never gave the proper amount of respect to how good those athletes in action teams were back in the day.
Listen, Steve, it was a regular three-on-two transition. I was getting ready to throw the ball back to the middle so I could get ready for my alley-oop.
Yeah.
It's either, I believe it's Ramil Robinson was his name. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ramil Robinson was on this team. Michigan championship winning point guard. He saw it coming a mile away, Steve. He knew I was going to throw that ball to the middle so I could get the alley-oop. Steve, he never moved a muscle from the middle of the court. I threw that ball to him. It looked so, he made me look so stupid, right? And at the time, I was like, how did he know that?
Yeah.
But then I went back to the, because listen, with all due respect, I don't think Scott Davenport and Coach Crum prepared us. Ha! Listen. I was not prepared for about three games in my lifetime under Scott Davenport, and athletes in action was one of them.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. Yeah, those teams were good.
Yeah. Championship Michigan. It was either Sherman Douglas or Ramil Robinson. I think it was Ramil Robinson. Point being,
I'm not beating college kids right now. I don't need semi-pros at the moment, okay?
Right. Yeah. And I don't need the public that doesn't know that that's Ramil Robinson who stole that ball from you. Ah, Marcus, Denny Crum's got to go. Athletes in action. It's like,
exhibition team.
Yeah, he came straight from overseas, y'all.
This is the last thing I'll say about it. We'll get into it. I also hated how, like, we would play five games back in the day, and then it was like, oh, you got an exhibition game. I was like, well,
why
did y'all do that? Did y'all have to do that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, it was like you played an exhibition game, you played five, six games, and then it was like, oh, okay, today you're playing Shimanon. It don't count.
Just
like,
mush that one in there.
I don't want to play this.
I don't want to risk injury. I don't want to risk loss.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. The fans don't care. Listen, coach, I want to go out tonight. It's Thursday night. The one bar downtown got this ladies' night. You know,
if I'm 0-5, it's just going to tick me off if we beat this team.
Right. Terry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I got a couple things, and one thing is doesn't talk about the game tonight, which I hope they win. But if they don't, that's fine. Because I watched them play Syracuse last night.
It's fine.
St. John's, did you watch that Syracuse and St. John's?
Not
the old Big East game?
I did not. How was it?
I did.
Oh, it was awesome. St. John's, did you know they were 5-0? And they came back and beat Syracuse at the second end of the game last night. So they got their first win. So there's hope for Louisville yet. But look, I would love to hear what you and Steve got to say about this. Did you listen to Diener's show this morning?
I did not. When I'm in a bad mood, I try not to listen to any other radio.
I don't listen to Remark when I'm mad. Yeah, no.
Well, Diener's show, there was this guy that called in. He's blaming Rick Pitino for these players. I mean, did Rick recruit any of these? I think Rick was gone. Even Diener thought that was a far fetch. They try to say he's been gone 5 years. They don't want to blame management, which means our board, local board, and they don't want to blame these players. It's like your kids. I mean, Marcus, yours is grown now, but I mean, but Steve, when your kids don't want to do homework, mm-hmm. don't you have to tell them you got to do your homework if you want to pass the grade?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing I love more than when one of my kids backtalk me. I said, oh, yeah, no, there's nothing I love more than when I get to enforce the law.
Right. Well, so don't you think that's what's going on with this team?
You know, actually, Terry.
But they don't want to listen.
You know, Terry, there is a lot. And listen,
I appreciate the call.
We appreciate it. There's actually a lot of what Terry's saying right there that we're going to get into today.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like me blaming Dino Gaudio for bringing L. Ellis here or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, thanks.
Thanks for that.
We're kidding.
L. Dino is Nikki's uncle.
I was on the phone.
Yeah, it's like me blaming.
Coming back to besmirchment.
Blaming Dino Gaudio for giving us L. Ellis or something.
Yeah, look. Has anybody
get,
ever saw that?
Get the phone, Nikki. We're just messing.
Reggie. Have you ever saw the movie Inside Out, the Disney movie?
I have not.
It's okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm that dad. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, when one of my kids look up to me, they're like, no. Or, like, Xavier says, no. Like, I'm like, it's time to put the foot down. Oh, yeah.
You just had a little bit too much stink on that note.
Yeah. So I wish. And we'll get into this, like, with what Kenny Payne, mm-hmm. What I think he
yeah, I think we're going the same direction.
What I think he needs to do.
Right.
Yeah, with discipline like that. So,
do you want to know a very dark – I'm gonna nerd out, and Marcus isn't going to care, but Steve, you will. There's a dark fan theory about Inside Out where, like, in the kid, the little emotion that's guiding it is, like, joy because that's what kids are.
Yeah.
That, like, she – like, joy is at, like, the command center, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
In the mom, it's sadness, and in the dad, it's anger. So it's this. There's this dark fan theory that the kid is happy, but the dad is like angry and mean, and that's making the mom sad. But I don't know. I mean, the dad seems like a pretty nice dad to me, and I feel like all dads are just angry, like a little bit. And he has a mustache, and he likes hockey. So, like I said, the dad's okay by me. But there was like this dark like fan theory that it was like they were suddenly painting the house as like a broken home and everything like that. And I was like, I don't know about that. I just feel like all kids are kind of happy. All moms are, if you know, it's an ethnic mom, they're always a little sad and nagging. And then you know. Dads are always.
I don't know what you just. Fish, duck.
I'm just saying.
Dead fish alert.
I should make a sound effect
Nikki,
of like a flopping
dead fish.
Fish
alert.
No, I'm serious.
Steve,
there's this crazy fan theory.
Pick up Nikki's baton and run with it.
Do you
want
to talk to Reggie? Do you want to talk to Reggie?
Reggie?
I just want to win.
I just want to win a game.
I don't know about Reggie. Yeah, I'm all of
Reggie, you're on.
Yeah, man, I'm like Steve. I just want to win. I'm going to have to start watching the games near a hospital because I'm, I just don't know. Man, I'm yelling, don't go to the corner. They don't trap. Don't go to the corner. Stop going to the corner. Now I'm just pulling my hair out, yelling. My wife's like, babe, what's wrong? I'm like, dude, it's simple.
Reggie, let me ask you something. What if you sat in a practice with myself and Steve and you listen to Kenny Payne say, stop going to the corner. How would you react if you were watching the game? Would you react the same way, or would you be a little calmer?
No, I probably would be a little calmer. So I'm pretty sure Kenny is relaying that message to them because that's what Tech wants you to do so they can trap you in a corner
To be fair. Let me interject here because, Marcus, I did sit in that practice. And there was a moment yesterday where my wife kind of had to check me. She said, the look in your eye and the way you laughed when you were on the phone with Marcus when that kid stepped out of bounds. She was talking about Mike James.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I sounded, Nick, something along these lines. He did it again. Oh, my God. He stepped out of bounds again. Oh, my God.
Again.
Yeah, she was like, I think you're losing your mind. I was like, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I just don't understand. There's an out of bounds line there. I'm sorry, Reggie. I mean, don't get off here yet. I want you to finish your point. But
the court is confusing. That little
It's really not, Nick. It's the same dimensions everywhere you go.
I know.
It might be confusing to you and Mike James, but everybody else on planet Earth understands. There's a freaking out of bounds line right behind
but
the 3-point line.
Why? It's a look. This isn't why they're losing, but that is a busy ass court. The Maui court has more lines and little specks on it than seriously. Like, and why do they have that little like extra back line? What is that? What is
there's
that?
There's not an
court?
Extra line in the corner, Nick. Okay, there's not
on
one
TV,
in the Yum Center where he's
TV.
Done it 70 Marcus or Nick 37 times. He's done it in the Yum Center.
Steve, like, I just want to win. Okay,
just catch the ball.
I just want to win.
We're all just kind of, listen, everybody's a little on edge right now. Let's all just take a breath. My son just asked me why I'm mad. I'm not mad, Xavier. I'm not happy, okay?
Hey, we five games in, and my mind's gone already. My mind's gone. I'm like, dude, like, it's simple basketball.
It's only game one.
Like,
don't panic.
Don't try to pass when you're jumping. Don't jump and make a pass. Like, hold on to the ball. Strong, big man. When you grab that ball, hold it strong so they can't rip you every time you. Steve, I'm with you, Steve. I'm gonna start drinking when I watch Louisville play, dude. Like, something gonna have to
do. Drinking's the least I'm gonna start doing.
Y'all have a good day, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Appreciate the call.
Because listen, here's the thing. Let me just macro this thing right now. I do believe, and this is massive macro here. I do believe, look, Kenny Payne's not going nowhere. He'll be here this year. He's going to be here next year. And I do believe they're going to do well in the portal this year. And I believe in all that. And until they don't.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just how I am. But it still doesn't change the fact that I'm literally going mad watching this basketball team. Like, it doesn't make sense. Marcus, you asked me on the phone yesterday. You said, okay, what are you mad at? Like, and I was like, I don't know. I think that's the problem with a lot of fans. I don't even know what I'm mad at all of them. I'm mad at they should be doing better. Look, coaching should be a little better. The players should be better. The team should, the passing should be better. We shouldn't be stepping out of bounds. We shouldn't be getting blocked with two hands. I mean, you know, like.
No, yes, we should. Yes, we should, Steve.
Okay.
Yes, we should.
Well then you're probably happy as can be.
That
should be your favorite team.
Listen, that JJ Trainer block is every single time, Steve, when I said it two games ago, when I said JJ, any coach on the planet can put you right under the basket. If you can't find the intestinal fortitude to allow yourself to pump fake, get a strong base, and power through somebody with the intentions of dunking the ball, if your fear of failure is, I hope nobody blocks this shot, they're going to eat you alive.
I hope nobody challenges my shot.
But here's the thing, JJ, they're going to do that every single game. You and I sat in practice, Steve, and you know what I said to you and Bozak? I said, if you have the ball underneath the basket and you pump fake somebody in the air, they should be afraid of what you're going to do to their chin.
You did say that. You did say
that's exactly what I said in practice.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, if JJ Trainer or Jalen Withers, if you get somebody in the air and you don't make them duck, you don't make them literally run from how hard you're going to go through them, you're not going to make it. And what I mean by make it, you're not going to play. And if you play, you're only playing because nobody behind you is willing to do it either.
Yeah.
And that could be inside your – but here's the problem, Steve.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
There
are guys behind him. Like, Fabio Basile needs to play.
Listen, wait, Steve. Let's finish this one.
Okay.
Before you go there.
One turd at a time. I got you. Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, let's finish this one.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
listen,
okay.
Here's the problem with that one, Steve. That can't be practiced.
Yeah.
The only remedy for that is, JJ, if I see you go up soft like that, or I won't even say, I won't say soft. I don't like that word being used. if I see you go up not committing to either dunk the ball
or
get contact, you're coming out the game. Now, listen, I told you, I'm okay with 10 games of film. You know, that sucks for a fan. To watch the same mistake over and over and over again. But we talked about it yesterday, Steve.
It's actually insanity.
No, it's
teaching. Which is where I'm headed.
Oh, okay, it's teaching. Uh-huh. But, Steve, that J.J. Traynor play, I sat there right with you. And here's the thing, Steve. It can't be practiced, though. That cannot
because
be practiced.
Yeah, because you don't have a guy that will go up and do that.
Yes. And listen, you're not going to do that to your teammate in practice. You know, but you should be able to jump into their body and go draw fouls. But like a real violent, you know, a violent go through somebody.
So, Marcus, let me ask you, what do you do? What do you do? Do you go out in the city of Louisville? And there are some serious hoopers in the city of Louisville, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking men, you know, that can play. Do you go grab 6-7 of those guys that used to play overseas, that used to be, you know, and say, look, come to practice. I need you to scrimmage. Like, I need you to scrimmage with my guys. No. I mean, and I don't even know if it's allowed, but
first of all, we got penalties for practicing uncertified.
I can't even have GAs in 10 practices, and I'm wanting to find Skip to my Lou in Louisville, you know?
Listen, you get what I'm saying. My point is
I am being kind of serious about that.
Listen, my point is when you start taking him out for that, immediately.
Well, that's the next step, right?
Yes, that is 100% the next step.
Because yesterday, like, I do get a little confused when I see Rose, and I hate that the bar is here, but Rose catch the ball and go under and score, and then he gets pulled, and Sydney comes in, and I watch Sydney and Brandon Huntley Hatfield play with nubs on the end of their arms, and it's like, and I'm not trying to be like, ha-ha, funny there. Yep. It's like, no, it's really disappointing how little you guys can hold on to a basketball right now. And I watch them play, and it's like, sub them out. Just set them down.
Listen, again, I can play that game with any coach for 10 games. Any coach.
Can we do 6 or 7?
Listen. No, Steve.
I can't
Steve,
do another 5.
I was going to say today. Listen, I was going to say Marcus can, but if the fan base said, or if you heard Kenny Payne say, okay, we get home from Maui, enough of that crap. That crap's over.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because
here's the thing.
Because it's hard to practice in Maui. Yeah.
Right, okay. And 3 games back-to-back-to-back, you can't practice anything. And you're over there with your mom and dad, you know, or your family. You know what I'm saying? You're over there with, you know, you're over there in close proximity with the other nurturers in your life. You know what I'm saying? Instead, hey, when I get you whatever pejorative swear word came to mind, when I get your bleepity 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 bleep rear ends back home, what we saw last night against Texas Tech, I'm not letting that spiral.
But does he do that?
Yeah.
Because I think that that's a question.
I think so, yes.
Okay, well, okay.
And again, maybe I'm wrong about that.
Now, I will say, Marcus, to your credit there, in practice, Kenny Payne is not the same human being. I've watched that, okay? So I don't think he is just patting them on the rear ends. I mean, I watched and heard some things.
Listen, but we've seen Rick, a coach like Insane Man, and we've seen Rick say, I hope y'all get wasted. Listen, Steve, you sat there and watched Kenny Payne have a drill where 4 guys have to run across each other as hard as they can. And what did he say? Well, you can't say what he said, but Nikki, 2 guys on the baseline. I'm sorry, Coach. People need to know this.
This one's fair.
Coach Payne, fair. I'm sorry. People need to know this. 2 guys down low on the baseline, 2 guards up top. right?
Just in a box, Nick.
In a box.
You gotta keep it simple.
Okay.
Just, they were in a square.
I get it.
Listen. Yeah.
That's like a penalty kill in hockey. And yeah. I used to work at UPS.
Yeah.
Listen. And most of my girlfriends are satisfied. I know all about boxes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nikki, the ball comes
in. I just want to win.
Listen, Nikki, the basketball goes into somebody. Imagine if you're at the bottom and you have to run all the way across to the top to cover, you know, to cover somebody when the ball's in the air. But everybody has to cross, right? Imagine Whoa. Like a Bangkok traffic stop. Like
I was gonna say, yeah, that yeah, is yeah. gonna be
yeah,
frenzied.
Yeah, you know what he said? I hope y'all knock y'all out. He said that. You know what his point was? Y'all better start communicating with each other. I hope y'all knock yourselves out there. I hope all y'all crashed. Because if y'all don't talk to each other, I hope you crash. And he was, I'm talking about, dead serious when he said it. Literally, Nikki, I hope y'all knock y'all.
There's two cuss words there. I'll let you put them together.
Yes, no, listen, I've been able to.
One started with an F, one started with an A.
Yeah, listen, I hope y'all knock y'all out.
And right. the second one ended with, I think, an apostrophe S, because technically it is your.
Yeah, that's a good point. And yeah. A possessive plural that ends in
yeah,
S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it you're is right, a you're right.
Possessive.
But you get the point.
But, yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is how we're going to learn to communicate. Y'all are going to have to cover as fast as you can, right? And here's the thing. I'll add another little caveat to it. Fabio didn't rush to shoot the ball. Because they were working on their communication, right? So Fabio kind of held the ball, you know, kind of like let them work through it, right? He looked at Fabio like he was getting ready to kill him.
Well, you said he's been hard on him.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He was like, what are you doing? You know, he's like, I mean, I thought we were trying to work on the communication part of it, right? Like he was really trying to like be engaged, right? And no. Kenny Payne's like, no, we're learning to recover and shoot the basketball under high intensity, high pressure situation, and communicate under high pressure situation. And Fabio was like, all right, I'm Fabio said, all right, I'm going to shoot that. I'm going to shoot. Put it this way. Fabio said, no problem. I'm going to shoot. No problem, coach. I'd be more than happy to shoot the
something
basket.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's just say under his breath, he said, "Coach, I'd be more than happy to shoot the ball every time."
Yeah, on God.
Yeah, on God. Yeah, on God.
I was gonna say I heard the. I think the quote was what? I'm gonna shoot that ish.
Yeah.
On God.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is why Peyton Siva tweeted what he tweeted yesterday, and this is why I'm having even more trouble. But what Peyton Siva was saying was, and I agree with him, I really actually wish there was a way the fan base could watch a practice, a real practice, like not like if they could have a spy camera in there and just watch, and you see this stuff and you're going, it's why it's so hard for me not to just look at the players and go, how are y'all not getting this? Because, like, I've watched a practice. I've watched
you get,
Nolan
here's the
Smith.
You get it sometime. This is what the maddening thing, what's driving you crazy, is you get it sometime. Let me get to the phone lines. Man, I'm sorry, guys. Let me get Green Bay Denny up first. Green Bay Denny.
Wait. Sorry. Philly Carl.
Philly
sorry.
Carl, fire away, my man.
What's going on? First, I'd like to say happy holidays to y'all, man.
Same.
I got a real question. You know what I'm saying? I ain't being funny or nothing. But for you and Steven, I just want y'all to answer it honestly. Because, like I said, I've been in the barbershop, and, you know, your Louisville fans, they've been killing Kenny Payne, talking about this the worst, you know, start they've ever seen. And then I was listening to Dean and them show, talking about the effort. But then it just reminded me of something that Floyd Mayweather said. And he was like, I don't care if you put a coach around him, a team. Mayweather, he said, if it ain't in him, it ain't in him. So what I'm asking y'all is, do y'all think – it maybe ain't the coach's fault. Maybe the talent level ain't what everybody think it is. So I'm really asking an honest question because, like, the Louisville fans are really trying to lay this on the feet of Kenny Payne. And I'm listening to y'all saying how much he's trying. But do y'all think the talent level really might not be what everybody think it is, and that might be the problem?
Define talent. Divine talent. What's talent to you?
Well, as far as talent, recruiting. Is he getting his recruits maybe his top 20? He picking them from like 20 to 50, and maybe not getting, you know what I'm saying, talent level in the top 15, as far as like that.
My point to that, Philly, is, and listen, that's a good question. I appreciate the call. My point to the talent thing is, if, hey, God gave me long arms, the DNA to be able to run fast, the, you know, the whatever. If that's talent to you, yes.
Well, that's athleticism.
Yeah, right. Okay, when you start saying, what's your ticker like?
Yeah.
You know, like is talent aggression? Does that go in that category? Does talent, because we see some teams that just, they're motivated with, like, I can't go home.
Because I've watched Rick Pitino take, I know, would you hire him back?
We'll do that later.
Shut up. But it was, okay, I didn't.
I just want to win.
Okay. What Josh Hurd? Does Josh Hurd have the stones to hire Rick Pitino? 81-50-93-9. Let's do it. No, here's the thing. I've watched him, because if you say, for instance, we went down to Florida State a few times. Rick used to beat the crap out of Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's a bad word.
Listen, yeah. Terry, yeah. You hear it? Listen, Terry, don't use Steve Rubin as your example of disciplinarian father.
Steve said a potty word.
Look, Steve wants Kenny Payne to be super disciplinarian, and he's not even allowed to say crap in his own home.
Yeah, I know. Four-year-old runs my house right now. So, yeah, there's that. And I can't get my other one to box out. He's 6 foot tall, an eighth grader.
Steve, you want me teaching these
kids? Yeah, he's 6 foot tall as an eighth grader. I can't get him to box out. So I'm like, I don't know. Y'all need to get off Kenny Payne. I just look at him. I'm like, what do you not understand, Elijah? Put your butt on the front of his body and push him backwards. You're 6 foot, 180 pounds in the eighth grade. Anyways, it's maddening. So you know what? This young one can be as mean as he wants to be. If you want to run the house, son, run the house. Just tell me what to do, and we'll move on. I love you, too. But here's the thing. Rick Pitino would take teams down to Florida State, and if you said, well, that Florida State team's super talented, because they would be huge, and we would tear them a new one. Because it's like, no, Louisville had talent. You know what I mean? Louisville had Montrezl Harrell. Louisville had guys that were – no, man, look, so I do separate. I think Louisville this year has a ton of athleticism. I am questioning how talented these guys are. If that makes sense. Because you don't get beat the way they got beat yesterday. It just doesn't happen. That's an 18-point game. That's a 16-point game, you know, and you go, dang, they got, oh, man, they're just better, you know. But, man, we were there. Like, we cut it under 30, like, twice. I mean, that was a shellacking, as Nick would say, anytime he reads a Louisville score.
Green Bay Denny, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Fellas, I'm about to jump off the Yum Center. I know it's been a while. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
Same.
I am just so mad. I've been mad at my Packers, but that's another story for another time. I'm so mad at why this team. Nobody thought it was going to be like this. And there's a lot we could lay at the feet of a lot of people, from the coaching to the players. But Kenny Payne can't make them box out. Kenny Payne can't when they're down, you know, when they're down 30 and the ball is on the floor. And the other team who's up 30 is on the floor trying to get the ball, and we're just standing there watching. Here's what needs to happen. If it would have been Rick Pitino, and I'm almost positive, and Marcus, you could tell me, after that game, they wouldn't have got out of their uniform. Oh, hold up. They would have got out of their uniform, and they'd have gotten something that had nothing that had Cardinals on it, and they would have ran. They'd have done something. And I hope they come out to the game today, and they're not a Cardinal. They should just be in straight red or straight white. Nothing on there because they're not representing Louisville. And Huntley Hatfield need to get that five off of him. Because that five, that means something. And I'm going to tell you something. This is pathetic. This is pathetic to watch. You know what? Philly Carl talked about, you know, talent. Man, you don't have to be talented to give effort. You don't have to be talented to get on the floor. B.J. Flynn used to get on the floor all the time. He wasn't the most talented kid on the floor.
Yes, he was. Stop. Green Bay Denny, I'm not mad at you, okay? You just repeated something. B.J. Flynn is not some damn garbage walk-on. B.J. Flynn. No, he's an animal. He is an animal.
I need animals, Marcus.
You're right.
I need animals. We got puppy dogs.
Got to be a dog.
This is what's driving me crazy.
I just want to win.
Be a dog.
I hope they need to get them out of Denny Crum Hall. They need to practice down at the Dirt Bowl. They need to get – I mean, I'm done. They do not represent Louisville. They don't represent that name that's on the jersey, that bird that's dunking. And that's the thing. I think the fan base, we're trying, but, man, I feel like we're about to push the nuclear button and the whole – they're about to try to cost Kenny Payne his job. That's the way I feel. Like, the fans have to run everybody out of here.
I feel you.
Anyway, I love you guys. It's great. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get on that much, but just wanted to call. I'm so frustrated. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Appreciate it. There will never be a better beginning to the call than – I'm about to jump off the Yum Center. Look, happy holidays, guys. I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving. But, like,
that got a little dark.
Listen. I'll clean it up. I'll clean this up. Because I don't have, okay, put it this way. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Coach, y'all need to do a better job of enforcing. I'll say this. Arkansas, defensive glass, you did a great job. You boxed out. You did a great job on the boards. Sometimes you do a great job on the boards. Sometimes you don't. And I'm talking about defensive boards only. Boxing out, sometimes they do a great job. They have gotten increasingly better until the Texas Tech game. Okay? We can do a better job as a staff at triple threat position and getting guys into the paint.
Yes, I agree with
you. Okay.
That.
Like, I don't want anybody. Listen, I do see positives. I don't want anybody for one second for me to think that I don't say, Coach, jump stop all day long. My three things, my pyramid, jump stop, you know, getting to the paint and jump stopping, especially when you have 6'8", two guards, you're never going to get all the way to the basket, you know, or very rarely. Kamari Lenz needs to get to the paint and jump stop. L. Ellis needs to get to the paint and jump stop. Mike James, you're strong. You're 6'6". If I can get you to that dotted line and jump stop and pump fake, I'm going to get points in the paint. So, Steve, we don't get a lot of points in the paint. Coaching staff, Coach Payne, Coach Manning, listen, all the way down to Reese Gaines, you know what I'm talking about. Get these guys to that dotted line jump stopping. And being strong. Number one, coach, you can get guys rebounding. You can get guys rebounding more. You can get them right around the basket. And here's the thing. You get them around that basket, maybe the dog starts eventually coming out. You know what I'm saying? Get around that basket. Yeah. Fight, you know, get in the fight. You know, some people just, they don't fight until they're in a fight.
Yeah, I agree, but okay. Listen to this and see. I want to see if you agree with this. I know we need to break, but like, here's my thing. You know, I love me some starting lineup talk.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I expect JJ Traynor to go in the game and do that when? And you might disagree. I'm curious. But when I keep starting Sidney Curry, and starting does look like a reward, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter too much, but it does look like a reward. How can I – my starter should set the tone. And how can I look at JJ and say, JJ, go in there and be aggressive and do this? And it's like, well, yeah, but I mean, Sidney starts. And I understand the mindset should be, well, go take a spot then, JJ. But that's just not what we're working with this year.
Yep.
Like, we're just not working with kids that are going to do that. So I don't know. Like, maybe switch it up. Like, what if they come out today and you put JJ in the starting lineup and say, hey, man, look, let's reward somebody.
Listen,
let's try something.
Listen, I know that they know exactly what you're saying. I know they look at more film than we can imagine. I know they're getting to that point where it's like, hey, these bad starts can't happen. We watched Coach Mack do it. We watched Coach Pitino do it. We eventually said, okay, it's enough of that starting lineup. And you know what we did, Steve? We got excited when we saw a new lineup. Sometimes it looked awesome. Sometimes we was like, yeah, what were we thinking?
What if Fabio and JJ started today? People would get a boost of energy right before the game. You'd be like, oh. I mean, yeah, that's Fabio does need to play up. We'll get to that.
Yeah, 100%. Let's take one call before we jump into the break. Who should we take? Adrian, fire away.
What up, guys? Good morning. The mind state of the Louisville fan base is just off the hooks right now, gentlemen.
I mean, it should be.
I don't know. Guys,
it's okay. It's okay. You're 0-5. Like, I understand what you're saying.
I just want to win.
Yeah. Right. This is I want to win talk. But Adrian, I do understand what you're saying. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
You're good. Listen. Basketball, gentlemen. I don't want to lose you, Marcus. Basketball is never going to take this city where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just last summer, the flood lines, the lines were just flooded with, are we going to get left behind? Are we going to get left behind? Man, the football team just hit the top 25. Just hit the top 25. Let me tell you what a conference is going to look at. And these numbers are startling, Steve. From 2002 to 2022, Louisville has been through four conferences, has won two BCS wins, has produced a Super Bowl MVP and an NFL MVP. In the past less than 20 years, that's what a conference is going to look at. They don't give a damn, guys, about basketball. I think, as a Louisville fan base, and nobody could tell me how to wear red and black, I think we should put our effort in football, man. That's all I got to say.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Adrian.
Appreciate it, man. I can agree and disagree all at the same time. Y'all, thank you. You've turned me into that guy. Both things can be true.
If I see that
statement is driving me crazy. Well, both things can be true. Well, thank you, Twitter. Thank you. I know, yes.
And YouTubers, I'm sorry. I got so worked up, I didn't even set up YouTube today.
Like, no, but sorry. I do agree with what he's saying as far as, yeah, it is driven by football. But, I mean, dude, this is generational basketball fan base.
You want to pick up that fight, Adrian?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Listen,
I mean,
you will be guy holding the American flag in the tornado. You know, that you will be prepare yourselves, guy. You will be listen. You will be
COVID guy. What was he?
Listen,
you're lying to you.
You will be. You will be King Leonidas watching the
arrows just come.
The arrows come, and you just might as well open up and embrace it because the arrows will black out the sun on you.
Yeah,
on that fight. Let's take a quick commercial break. Midday's Mark's Man on Around the Ville. Welcome back. It's Midday's with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second. Special thanks. Welcome, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Welcome to the team, the 93.9 teams, the Middays of Marcus Maven team. Every home, building, business, or municipality relies on the movement of the pumps that these people provide. The moment your water or sewage pump goes out, you should think of Kentuckiana Pump Sales as your first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Listen, go talk to Harold or Mark. Find out exactly what you need. Utility pumps, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, people. Or you can call them 812-725-9217. Who do we have up? Kathy from Kansas. Kathy from Kansas, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Well, I'm going to fire away. I would, if you were coaching this team, who would you start? I think that I would put Sidney Curry on the bench for a while. I don't know what's happened to him. But Marcus and Steve, if you were coaching this team, who would you start? And what would you do? Because things are your pump advertisement works, because right now we're playing like a bunch of sewage pump people. I want to know. I want to know who you would start.
My sound keeps going.
What you would do, and I'll listen off the air. And this is unusual for the football team to be ranked and the basketball team having this kind of season. And when do you think that we'll know something about Scott Satterfield? I hope he gets extended. I was kind of upset at him at first, but he's really turned it around. So
yeah.
Thank you, and I want to hear your answers.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call.
Mark, you know I love me some starting lineup talk, so let me say it like this. I don't think you should do something like start Fabio, because I think that looks desperate. I do think Fabio should play more, though. I should start seeing him more in games like this. However, I do think it's time to set Sidney to start the game.
I, you know what? I honestly, just to answer Kathy from Kansas' question,
yeah,
Marcus Maben would not mind going putting Rose in over Sidney.
Okay. Even starting Rose.
Rose.
I would agree.
Rose is closer to a rim protector as anybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, we're going all defense, y'all. We're going all defense. We're locking in on the defensive end, and we're going into we're going to get some buckets in the paint. You know, just take it right back to basics. Wood shop, basic stuff. Okay, I got to hurry up and clear out these lines. We're going to be quick. Larry, fire away, my man.
Oh, I'm one of those crazy guys who I listen to Kentucky call-in shows after they lose,
right?
After years, and every time they're on, Calipari, great recruiter, great motivator. Can't coach, no X's, no's. End of game, he's terrible. No inbounds pass. What's this offense we're running? Then I'm thinking, who sat next to that for 20 years to learn that same thing? And I'm hearing myself yelling, what offense are we running? Why are we using our fouls to give? One quick question for you, Marcus. Will you explain Coach Payne's explanation of the not using the fouls? He wanted to practice making a stop. What do you do every possession in a game defensively? Aren't you practicing to make a stop? That's all I got. Go Cards. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
I understand that.
I didn't. Can you answer this question?
I understand that call. I understand the question he asked. I think he kind of answered it and asked it all at the same time. But I do understand that line of argument. And that's not going to change until you start winning.
So. Right. Because I was listening. You can ask Nikki. My headphones kind of going in and out. So I had a little problem in the back. Jason, thanks for joining 93.9. Fire away quick.
All right. I just wanted to talk about this, guys. I've been listening all morning. It is getting to a point, like, I will always be a Kenny Payne loyalist. I mean, I've called in before and said that I will always back him until the day he is fired. But it's getting to a point where if we're going to lose, why don't we play Fabio? Why don't we play Devin Ree or, you know, any of these other guys that we just haven't seen? Why don't we play Rose more? Why don't we start JJ? Like, it's like, I understand that these guys that are starting in the lineup this year, like, they've been with the team, that, you know, whatever. But if we're losing these games, why not give these other guys a shot? I mean, we've lost to teams that we should easily beat, and yet we continue to just play JJ Trainer off the bench. We continue to not see Fabio Basile play at all. I mean, honestly, I mean, if I'm being honest, I think Ellis shooting so much is killing us. I mean, nobody else has, like, nobody else is confident enough to shoot the ball, and he's out here taking 20 shots a game. Like, it's like, I mean, I think I saw someone on Twitter last night. They said, we need Ellis.
Jason, I got to speed you up a little bit, my man.
You're good. All right, I'm just saying, I'd love to see some different guys play. Go Cards. I'm excited for Saturday. Let's get out of here. Have a good one, guys.
But appreciate the call. Appreciate totally it. Agree with you, Jason. Listen, listen. Nobody's going to argue. L. Ellis, bad shots got to stop. Nobody's going to argue when every Louisville fan base, we like to. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. There's nothing different. Basketball, we want to see the young, talented, raw potential play. We've always wanted to. I can never argue against, you know, young, talented, especially when you're losing. Last one before we take our break. Kenny in the garage, fire away.
Hey, you guys. Listen, I got an old memory from when Coach Snellenberger came to Louisville and Eastern Kentucky beat us in the first game 55 to something. I don't remember what. But as I got to my car, he was coming on the postgame show with Van Vance. And Van asking, Coach, what do you think? That was his first question. And Coach Snellenberger said, Van, there's nothing wrong here that a few good football players won't cure. And I have that memory in my mind. And a few short years later, we were kicking Alabama all over the place. It was, I think, Stallings was coaching there then. And that was the beginning of him becoming on the hot seat. You know, I mean, we just beat the living out of them. And we had some good football players. And I'm not down on anything. I've lived my whole life in Louisville. Marcus, I will say this to you. You had a pure, beautiful shot. Milt Wagner had a pure, beautiful. We need shooters, and then teach them the rest of the damn game. And I don't see, the ball is clanging too much, and just taking. I'm not a basketball player, but I also believe in the pinball machine effect. I can shoot a pinball and get 200,000 points, and I keep saving it, and I think I'm good at it. The next ball goes straight down the hole, and. I get like 5 points for that one. But my point is, I see guys getting rebounds that I could get. I'm 75 years old. I wouldn't know what to do once I got it. But I watch rebounds kick right to people. And unless you get the pinball machine guy smiling on you and you're not very good too, I think that's what we're up against right now. Between the pinball machine guys and our lack of shooters and talent is where we are. But remember Snellenberger. If he had stayed in Louisville his whole career, God knows where we'd be now with that program. You know, we keep losing our coaches, and I see Kenny as a guy that he gets it going, he'll stay forever. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. Kenny, I appreciate the call. It's awesome to be at 75, sitting and chilling in your garage, listening to 93.9 The Ville.
Goals.
That's awesome. That's
appreciate
awesome.
That. Appreciate that.
We're rolling along. This is Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.